So, I had been dating this guy kind of on and off for about 3 years, and things got a little hot and heavy like last February. And then mid-May of last year, he kind of moves in with me. And I was like, are you living with me now? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, okay. You know, so I have, you know, I'm a professional merger. That's just what happens. So, you know, at that point, I also had a kitten and a very, very, very kitten named Geronimo, and I call her Momo, and a very, very fat cat named Betty. And Betty is old and fat. That's all I can say about her at this point. So in the meantime, I have this also like modern family situation where my ex children are involved, and he asked me to go to Deep Creek with the whole family, including his parents and his girlfriend. So I said to Danny, the names have been changed to protect the not so innocent. I said, you know, is this cool? And he was like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? And I was like, I don't know, you know? So he's like, yeah, yeah, go, go. And so I was like, okay. So I'm driving out to Deep Creek and I'm, you know, having a blast because it's kind of my happy place. And we go, we're hanging out, we eat dinner and we go play miniature golf. And, I ended up taking pictures of the boys next to the sign that said hot nuts. So they were all like, I gotta see my pictures, gotta see my pictures. So we get back to the house and Ian, sweet baby angel Ian, who's 11, takes my phone and he starts kind of looking through the pictures and laughing. And then so I'm in, you know, a room full of people here. And then I hear him say, I'm gonna, dial into the security, like, I'm gonna go see what Momo's doing. So I have a security camera in my kitchen that's hiding in plain sight. It's been there for 10 years. I kind of forget it's even there. It's kind of trained on my back door. And that's not a euphemism. So anyway, you know, it's there. So he's like, Momo, Momo. He dials in and gets my security camera. And then there's dead silence. And then he announces, why does Danny not have a shirt on and he's petting the cat real weird? And I was just like, what? So I make a beeline across that room and I was just like, oh my God. So I get my phone and this is the scene that's going on in my kitchen. There's a camera here and a table and then a big brown round mound. And he's doing this with no clothes on. And I was like, oh my God, he's fucking my cat. And I was like, Betty, oh my God. And so with that, it's a whole new level of throw up, by the way. I just kind of want to put that out there. So I start recording it because I'm kind of like, I'm going to go home and be like, why were you fucking my cat? And he's going to be like, you're crazy. I wasn't doing any of that. And she can't talk and defend herself. You know, so I was just kind of like, oh, my God. So anyway, he's just going to town, having a great time. And up pops a naked lady. So I literally was like, wow, I am so glad that he was not fucking Betty. But then the rage happened. And they were on, I only have one camera in my house, and they were in this frame, and with that, you know, merriment was going on in the kitchen, both nude, and with that, they walk off camera. So I know they're going up to my room to have sex. So since I have my alarm right in my hand, I'm like, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, boing. Set the alarm off. And it sounds like somebody is killing an alien, okay? So all of a sudden, you know, again, I'm just picturing because all of a sudden the alarm gets taken off because I can't see anything, but I can see the alarm obviously being taken off. So then I was like, ha, ha, ha. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Bing. Set it off again. So in between my absolute I don't even remember what I was texting, but like, probably get your shit and get out of my house, blah, blah, blah. He must have seen the text message because then he goes upstairs to the woman. And then I have to kind of give you a little thing there. She popped up on his phone like 3 weeks prior and I friended her on Facebook. So basically we had a couple friends in common. So I thought that was weird. And what's going on there? But I didn't think too much of it. And basically, I texted her, "You are a piece of trash. My 11-year-old found you, and I have a video of what you were doing in my kitchen. I hope you're proud." You know, so basically, she freaked out because she didn't know about me, I didn't know about her, and that's how vile, disgusting this person was. And it's funny because the next day, I was walking around Falling Water trying to pretend like nothing was wrong, and we were comparing dates and whatnot. But it basically was just kind of like, it just struck me as how crazy it was that the universe let me see this moment, because it felt like it was 10 hours long, but it was really only maybe a minute and a half. And if Ian had chimed in 30 seconds before or 30 seconds after, nothing would have been there. It would have been an empty kitchen, you know? And I would have probably gone home and probably would have been like, "How was your Saturday night?" And he would have been like, "It was horrible." And then I was like, "Oh, let's have steak," you know? And, you know, I would have known. And well, and then one of the things that he also told her was that he was house sitting for an older woman. And I was like, "Oh no, oh no." And she was in New York for a couple months. So I think he was also planning on bringing her back several times to my house while I wasn't there. So it's just, again, one thing to show you, Betty is fine. She was sitting next to me while I was practicing today, and she has no idea what even I thought was happening. But it just goes to show you the universe is your friend and really lets you see what you need to see, so, you know, you don't continue going down that path. So thank you.